like the snake in the garden. I've always liked the snake in the garden. I actually thought the snake was cooler than Adam and Eve, but anyway. What is the great temptation to innocence? You know, the great temptation that comes, that breaks innocence, cannot simply be a singularity. It can't just be sex. You can't just go up to them and say, look, here, you yin, you yang, you know, come together, this is the movie. I mean, after all, that's part of the story. And of course, the whole thing about the temptation and seduction of the snake in the garden is the snake said, look, not only can you make love, which is really nice, you'll really enjoy it, it's really terrific, I won't tell you about what it means afterwards, but you go ahead. But on the other side, you have to pursue knowledge. You have to pursue understanding. You are not allowed to be innocent. We are not innocent. We are not innocent. We have never been innocent. That's not our business. Christ, if we were innocent, we wouldn't be here today. We would have been annihilated by real bigger killer monkeys, bigger than us. You see, it is the combination of the two. It is our great gift as a species to have self-reflected consciousness, and through that self-reflected consciousness to come to a point in which we truly can understand our nature. That's my job, is to say, look, here I am, snake in the garden, and by the way, I still don't mind sex, but the other side of that is, let's have real understanding. Let's know how things work. Let's understand the basis of things. This is the beginning of our process. I mean, if you look at what we start with the difficulty at the beginning of getting the genetic material to keep on expanding and moving up. And on the other half, to go through a process of growth through understanding. What's the other side of the four? It's the 63. And we're in the 54th step. We're not really going to understand anything until the end, as a whole. We're in the process of understanding. So these two attributes are at the core of what it is to be us as a species. That we must have both, that we must bond with the other. Part of understanding is trying to understand the other. I mean, people never understand their partners. I don't understand that person. I understand them. You know, understanding is all caught up in our relationships. But it's part of what it is for us to be human. You see, we are here to be God. We are not here to find God. If you want to go find God, there's a lovely church at the top of the hill here. We are here to be God. You know, it's one of my great jokes about the nature of God is that human beings are described as being made in God's image. And there's a couple of doctors that have just decided that they're going to create a clone, a human clone. Now, what the hell is that? Going to create life in their own image. I really think that's cool. You see, we are here to understand at a level that we can do something that no other species has ever been able to do, and this is our test. You see, our test is that fertility is a plug that ultimately is going to be pulled. We're already in the process of that, despite what the population curves look like. We have an enormous infertility problem in the female population. We have reduced sperm counts in the male population. We have an opening up of the ozone layer and all kinds of things that are going on. We have millions, tens of millions of women who are on the pill urinating into the water table. Where do you think that stuff goes? And it is part of our test to become sterile. See, no species has ever been able to survive sterility. You see, human beings have always longed to be greater than an animal. Well, we're going to have our chance. When animals are not fertile, they die off, and then you never see them again, and they're gone. But you see, we are designed to understand in such a way. 2 months ago in the United States, they took the genetic material of an extinct ox. They fertilized it in an egg and they stuffed it inside of a cow and they gave birth to it. This year, they're going to use the same cow to give birth to a panda. A panda bear out of a cow. You can make humans out of cows. That would please Mother India, no end. You see, we are an unusual creature. And if it was only the third gate and all of that, make more, make more, make more, make more, make more, we wouldn't be any different than any other species on this planet. It is the understanding, which, by the way, starts as youthful folly. It is that understanding that ultimately is going to lead us to a point where we get to the joke. The joke is that we are here to create life in our own image. We are. We are here to transcend the mundane. We are. So those two together, this is what makes us unique as a species. To understand, to grasp things. And the whole point is that once you start somebody on the road of reproduction and the road of understanding, innocence is lost. And by the way, you can get it back. You really can. Die. I mean, you don't have to do that today.